أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Thank you. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا وقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا. Kindly straighten your rows and ensure there's no gaps in between.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
قاف والقرآن المجيد بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب أإذا متنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد قد علمنا ما تنقص الأرض منهم وعندنا كتاب حفيظ بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهم في أمر مريج أفلم ينظروا إلى السماء فوقهم كيف بنيناها وزيناها وما لها من فروج والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج بهيج تبصرة وذكرى لكل عبد منيب ونزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد والنخل باسقات لها طلع نضيد رزقا للعباد وأحيينا به بلدة ميتا كذلك الخروج كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وأصحاب الرس وثمود وعاد وفرعون وإخوان لوط وأصحاب الأيكة وقوم تبع كل كذب الرسل فحق وعيد أفعينا بالخلق الأول بل هم في لبس من خلق جديد
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد مناع للخير معتد مريب الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد قال لا تختصموا لدي وقد قدمت إليكم بالوعيد ما يبدل القول لدي وما أنا بظلام للعبيد يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب أدخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وقنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، وإنه لا يذل من واليت، ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم أيد المجاهدين في فلسطين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين من كل بلاد المسلمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في السودان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في الصين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في بورما. اللهم انصر المسلمين في اليمن. اللهم انصر المسلمين في سوريا. اللهم انصر المسلمين في الهند. اللهم انصر المسلمين في جميع بلاد المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم أطعم جائعهم، واكس عاريهم، واشف مرضاهم، وارحم موتاهم، وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم العن الكفرة الذين يسدون عن سبيلك، ويكذبون رسلك، ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم، ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، وزلزل أقدامهم، وأنزل بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم تقبل منا. اللهم تقبل رمضاننا. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتلاوتنا وكل صالح أعمالنا. ربنا تقبل منا، إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. No, I'm not going to do that.
Just before Sheikh Said brings himself onto the stage for the Eid khutbah, there's a few minutes remaining until sunrise, and this is a time where there's a lot of powerful, potent adhkar that we can make. So I'm just going to, inshallah, read through some, and you can follow along. So in the mornings, after Fajr Salah, it's a good practice to read, recite Ayatul Kursi. The virtue of this is that a person is protected from the effects of shaitan. So inshallah, everyone should read Ayatul Kursi. And thereafter, we recite the three quls. Those are قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. The next one is a very powerful type of istighfar. This is known as Sayyidul Istighfar. And the narration from Sahih Bukhari is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the most superior manner of seeking forgiveness is that you say the Sayyidul Istighfar. Whoever says it during the day with firm belief in it and dies on the same day before the evening, he will be from the people of paradise. And whoever says it during the night with firm belief in it and dies before the morning, he will be from the people of paradise. So I'll read it slowly. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdik wa wa'dik mastata'tu a'udhu بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. So this is very powerful istighfar. There's a car which is parked in a unsuitable place because it will be covering the view of those that are driving through the road. The registration number is AY06YLJ. And for those brothers who may not find parking, the car park is now open in the school. And there's also another car parked on the single yellow. It's a BMW. So the BMW BV15MHJ and the Vauxhall AY06YLJ, if those two cars can be removed, as well as the Nissan EA24JSU, as mentioned, the car park is now opened, so you're more than welcome to put the car in the car park. This next dua is very useful as well. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to say this dua in the morning and in the evening. And then the narrator, the sahabi, says, Abu Umama radiallahu anhu says, then I did this, i.e. reciting this, and Allah removed my worries and settled my debts. So I'll read it slowly again. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazani wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl وأعوذ بك من
غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. The translation of this is, O Allah, I seek your protection from anxiety and grief. I seek your protection from inability and laziness. I seek your protection from cowardice and miserliness, meaning stinginess. And I seek your protection from being overcome by debt and being overpowered by men. Again, another dua to recite in the morning as instructed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is for well-being in this world and in the hereafter. The dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi al-dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dini ودنياي وأهلي ومالي. اللهم استر عوراتي وآمن روعاتي. اللهم احفظني من بين يدي ومن خلفي وعن يميني وعن شمالي ومن فوقي وأعوذ بعظمتك أن أغتال من تحتي. Translation of this is, O Allah, I ask you for well-being in this world and the next. O Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and well-being in my religion, in my worldly affairs, in my family and in my wealth. O Allah, conceal my faults and calm my fears. O Allah, guide me from in front of me and behind me, from my right and from my left, and from above me. I seek protection in your greatness from being unexpectedly destroyed from beneath me. Subhanallah. Okay, so these are just a few du'as that we can recite, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد My dear respected brothers and elders and our sisters who joined us online السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My brothers, during Ramadan, we fasted for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for ourselves. We haven't stayed hungry from dawn till dusk, just to lose weight and to look slim and healthy. That's only a byproduct of fasting. That's not the purpose of Ramadan. We fasted to show our love and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closer to Him. We fasted not just with our stomachs, but also with our ears, our eyes, our tongues, our heart. We avoided everything that would displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fasted so that Allah would count us amongst His obedient, beloved servants. Fasting has trained us and has disciplined us, inshallah. Now that Ramadan is over, we should have cultivated a heightened sense of taqwa, a cautious, awe-inspired awareness of Allah Azza wa Jal. In this higher spiritual state, it's crucially important that we do not slip back into the bad old habits we had before Ramadan. We have to try hard to prolong this blissful state of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For one whole month, we controlled our nafs, the ego that inclines us towards evil. We've learned to tame our lower passions. We've subdued our attachments to food, drink. We've restrained our anger, backbiting, and cleansed ourselves of the disease of the tongue and diseases of the spiritual heart. My brothers, we are now as close as we ever could be to what the Quran refers as the qalbun salim, the pure sound heart. This is our entrance, the ticket to al-Jannah, paradise, qalbun salim, Allah's eternal gardens, as the Holy Quran declares when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the day when no one's health or children will benefit them except those who come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound heart. No one in his or her right mind would want to lose this wonderful state of being. That's why our joy and celebration of Eid al-Fitr is also marked with a touch of sadness. Sadness that Ramadan, our beloved friend, the purifier of souls, the much anticipated annual visitor, is leaving. Well, it's gone, my brothers. We don't know if we'll live another year until the next Ramadan. Inshallah, we make it. But in the meantime, let us try really hard to hang on to the good things we've done during this blessed month. My brothers and my sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept everything we have done in our Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with many, many Ramadan, inshallah. Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he asked his servant to bring his milk, his daily milk. So when the servant got his milk for him, Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he tasted it and he noticed there's a different taste to it. There was a different taste to his milk, to his regular milk that he has every day. So he asked his servant, where did you get this milk from? The servant said, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, I got it from the goats of the Sadaqah. I got it from the goats of the Sadaqah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said, Atusqini naran? Are you giving me fire to drink? Atusqini naran? Have you given me fire to drink from the money of the sadaqah? Servant said, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, your goat its baby woke up very hungry and drank all its milk. So the servant said, I had to get you something. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was very upset. He went to the masjid. He stood on the minbar, gathered all the senior sahaba and said, this is what just happened. And then he said, would you permit me to drink the remaining of this milk? Because this is not mine. This milk is not from my goat's milk. This is from the sadaqah. This is from the wealth of the believers. This is taqwa. This is taqwa, my brothers. And in Ramadan, all our ibadat, all the fasting, all the Quran we read, the dua we made, the charity we gave, all that to achieve taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Today, my brothers and my sisters online, is a graduation day for everyone who fasted in the month of Ramadan. Some of us will graduate with distinction. Some of us just made it. May Allah forgive us all. So how do I know if my Ramadan was accepted? How do I know if my Ramadan was accepted? How do I know the a'mal I did in Ramadan were accepted? Very simple formula. Look at Sha'ban 30, 34 Sha'ban. Look at yourself. Compare yourself, Sha'ban 30 to Shawwal the first today. Do you see any difference? Do you feel you're closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If that's the case, if you do feel the difference, Allahu Akbar. We've done well, Alhamdulillah. You should abshir. You should give badai to yourself. That's a great sign. Ramadan comes, you know, when your phone dies, Ramadan comes to charge your spirituality. Ramadan comes to charge your spirituality. Some of us, our charge lasts till Shawwal the first, today. The battery dies when Ramadan ends. For some of us, the charge stays till Zilhijjah. Some of us, the charge will stay until next Ramadan. Inshallah. May Allah make us from these people. That's the whole purpose of Ramadan. 30 days, you proved to yourself that I can do it. I can fast. I can pray Fajr in the masjid. I can read the Quran. We reached the peak, the highest peak during Ramadan. And if we go back to before Ramadan, that's not a good sign at all. That's not a good sign at all. The whole purpose for Ramadan was to become muttaqi. My brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, As-sa'imi farhatan. The fasting person has two moments of joy. He has two moments of joy. The first one is today. The first one is today, and the second is when he meets Allah Azza wa Jal. When we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is pleased with us, when we enter through Ar-Rayyan, when we enter paradise, Allah will tell the people of Jannah, are you pleased now? Are you pleased? The people of Jannah will say, Ya Allah, you gave us Jannah. What else can we ask for? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us something very special. He will give us something, He will give us a surprise. The veils will be removed. Parda hataya jayega. And we will be able to see Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, my brothers and sisters, is a joyous day. As a matter of fact, today is from those 5 days which is haram to fast on. Today is one of them. Today is a day of eating and drinking and happiness. My message to my beloved parents, please, my dear parents, make sure you let the children feel the difference between today and yesterday. Make them feel that this is our Eid. Have fun with your children. Spend time with them. Take them out. Buy them gifts. It's a happy day. No fighting. No arguments. If you have any problems with any of your family members, any relatives, please, my brothers, text them. Text them, Eid Mubarak. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Speak to them. Be the better person. Kill your ego. Today, the shaitan will be released. I'm sure he's been released already. But the shaitan has been released. His release date is today. He will come up with many, many ideas that do not send that message to that family member. But please, my brothers, do not stop. Today is the day of Eid. If you have any issues with any family members, my brothers, reach out. Reach out on this joyous, joyous day. My brothers, today is to meet with family. We should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all we did in Ramadan. Greeting of Eid is, like I said, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ. May Allah accept from me and you. Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, said, we should be more concerned about the qabool of the a'mal than the a'mal itself. We should be more concerned about the acceptance of the action than the ibadah itself. The Sahaba said, why, O Amirul Mu'mineen, why do you say that? He said, don't you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? Allah said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts from the muttaqeen. إِنَّمَا, Allah used in Arabic, إِنَّمَا is a word with hasr. With Arabic, is hasr. Allah only accepts from the muttaqi. So we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept what we have done in Ramadan, my brothers and sisters. Let's continue to cultivate taqwa, to be cautiously Allah aware in everything. Everything that we do. Let's continue to do the good things from Ramadan throughout the year. Let's fast the 6 days of Shawwal. You can reap the rewards of a year of fasting. In one hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of deeds are small ones that are repeated often. It's so much better than the grand gesture that we may offer. Sometimes, just for show, once in a while, small good actions repeated often grow into good habits. And good habits cultivate good character. A good character produces the sound heart, the qalbun salim, that guarantees our place in Al-Jannah. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, let's not ever belittle even the smallest good action. Allah takes account and magnifies your every good deed. Ramadan, the story that's often been told, there was once a lady who had been living a very sinful life. She found a thirsty dog lying there weak, almost lifeless. She took pity on the dog, so she removed one of her shoe and used it to scoop up some water. Then she gently brought it to the dog's lips to drink from it. The dog survived. Because of that small act of charity, Allah forgave her sins and welcomed her to Jannatul Firdaus. So my brothers, never belittle even the smallest good deed. What seems small to us may be very big to Allah Azza wa Jal. Maybe one day, one small action may open the doors of Al-Jannah for us also, inshallah. So my brothers and sisters, even as we enjoy our Eid today, our hearts and our minds must also be with those who suffer all manner of hardship around the world. Much of this suffering is man-made. It's not natural. We, even as we enjoy our Eid today, we should be thinking about how Eid is being celebrated right now in Gaza, the West Bank, Yemen, and other places of conflict around the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the blessing of safety and security over here. We sometimes forget how lucky we are. Whatever concerns we may have about some very misguided aspects of government foreign policy, we should be grateful for the freedom and security that we enjoy in this country. We often take our freedoms for granted. We know there's prejudice and Islamophobia out there. Yes, things could be much better for us, and there's always room for improvement. But things could also have been worse, a lot worse than they are right now. Let's never forget the life has already become quite unbearable in so many countries, especially in some Muslim countries today, my brothers. Islam is not a spectator sport. It's not good enough for us, my brothers, to sit around our couches in front of our giant TV screens, complaining and criticizing without lifting a finger to improve the situation around the world. Some of us think that we're helpless, that the problems out there are too big and too complex. So we sit there and we blame others and we complain, but we do nothing. We have no excuse, my brothers. We can help the wonderful work the most charities, known charities are doing. They are funding humanitarian projects around the world. Not far from our comfortable homes, there are many hungry and homeless people right here in Britain. Also, we can help the food banks, the soup kitchens. There are broken homes and lonely old people as well as misguided young people. We can invite non-Muslim neighbors into our homes. We can tell them about Islam and show them how beautiful our deen is. Never ever fool yourself thinking you can't change things, my brothers. Don't ever adopt a defeated attitude. To despair and give up all hope is a great sin, my brothers. Life is a challenge. I've been told to finish up, so we won't be able to say much. So I just wanted to say a few more things that, my brothers, that let's support all the charities that do the amazing work in disaster regions. Let's also help the local groups who are feeding the hungry and homeless, as well as those who work towards our Islam, those who build bridges of understanding and respect between Muslims and our neighbors. My brothers, just a few more things I just wanted to say. We don't have much time. My brothers, there are a few sunans that we should know about Eid al-Fitr, and one of the most neglected sunnah of Eid is the takbirat. We should do the takbirat as much as possible. It began yesterday after Maghrib. It goes on until the Eid Salah. And amongst the most of the scholars say Salatul Eid, the Salah of Eid is wajib, my brothers. So those who are working are not able to take a day off. We should try our best because it is wajib. And when the lady said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what if I am in my monthly circle? He said, even you should come to the masjid, but don't pray, but you should sit at the back. We have no excuse, my brothers and sisters. We have to join Eid Salah. It is a sign of Islam. Our sunnahs, just very briefly, we should eat before going to Eid Salah, and in Eid al-Adha, we should eat after the Salah. And my brothers, just after these 30 days of fasting, let us not finish off the month on the very day of Eid with sins, my brothers. Let's keep away from all the sins. A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. Last night I saw images and clips from various places, Green Street and Ilford Lane, the so-called Chandrat. My brothers, it's a fitna. It's a fitna. It's free mixing, loud music, flashy cars, making noise. What is this, my brothers? I do not understand at all. After 30 days of worship, let us remember that Islam continues throughout the year, my brothers. That we prayed regularly for 30 days. Let us make sure we pray Eid Salah, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, in Jama'ah, inshallah, bi'idhnillah. A woman, especially whoever are listening online, I remind you, my dear sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you special responsibilities, that Allah has asked you to dress up in a more modest manner than brothers. So do not turn the day of Eid into a day of sin. Fear Allah, ittaqullah, my brothers and sisters. And we should try to dress up in modest way as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Wa akhri da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After a month of Ramadan, it is a great day, the day of Eid. And the day of Eid is a rewarding day. After a month of Ramadan, then we are getting reward from the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah give us reward, and that Eid bring us happiness, joy, peace, and prosperity. And may Allah also give us month of Ramadan and day of Eid in our life again and again. Brothers, let me remind you one thing, and this is, I have to, first of all, I have to introduce the fitrah. Fitra, one of the very important element for the Muslim people, those who keep fast. And the fitra is purify your Ramadan. And we must have to pay the fitra before we perform the Eid Salah. So, brothers, this is, I need to remind you that if you haven't paid your fitra yet, you must have to pay your fitra just before the Eid Salah. And inshallah, those brothers who haven't paid the fitra yet, our volunteer brothers will be coming to you with the bucket of fitra. Then we can collect the fitra and send to the poor people on your behalf. Inshallah. So, first of all, the collection will be made for the masjid, inshallah. And then hereafter, the collection will be, I call you again, that thereafter, the collection will be for the fitra. Brothers and sisters, you have given so much in this month of Ramadan. Every night, I annoyed you. Then give us, this is your local masjid, this is your your place for the masjid, this is your masjid for the five times a day namaz, and you have given so much. But one thing I have to remind you, brothers, then because of you have given so much to us, he hasn't fulfilled our require, we hasn't fulfilled our debt to meet them. This is, as I say to them, this is a great rewarding day. If you are in this position, then you will be able to give donation. Because of 650,000 pounds, we are still a substantial amount debt. We have to come out of the debt. In that significant day today, if you are able to do so, please. Just write it down your name or to tell your name to our volunteer brothers. Write it down your name and you give us later. Whenever you and a lot of people, they are asking. So, I've given about 60,000-70,000 pounds a month. And my kind request will do so. Please come forward. Inshallah, not today, but hereafter. Tomorrow, the after tomorrow, next month. This is your local masjid and we have to make this masjid out of debt. We have to make this masjid free from debt. So please, brother, think about that in a positive way. And we are just for your hand. We need that to come out of the debt. Then your big hand, we need your support. So I'm not going to take much of your time, and then other Jamaat, they are sticking, they are pushing us to tick on the time. Because of the second Jamaat one, will be started from right after this one, as we give it the 7:30. But, yeah, 7:30, but people will be coming right after this and 6:45 or 7:40, 45 or 50. Then the female will be here as well, the second and third Jamaat, male and female. Third Jamaat also male and female. Last Jamaat will be only male. So if my volunteer brothers, please, if you have the collection finished for the masjid, then give us a hint, show your hand, then inshallah we go for the collection of fitra. If you did arrange your fitra, or you already sent your fitra to the poor people in your homeland, like in Pakistan, Bangladesh, yes, from there. But if you haven't paid your fitra, that fitra we have fixed is £8. That you have to pay your fitra, not just yourself, that you have to pay the fitra for holding any baby who is born in the last night. You have to pay the fitra for them as well. Sorry? Our brothers coming with box on the back for the fitra. Could you please put any just this just for the fitra. Pay the money just for the fitra, inshallah. And the brothers, they are collecting your fitra money. And the fitra money should be only cash. There is no card will be taken there. Fitra or zakat, inshallah, we'll collect. And your money will... to take the money to the deserve it money your money, you know, poor people. My kind request, and then you do not mix with this any other money with the fitra, please. Inshallah, we jamat, and inshallah, our jamat will be starting now. £8 fits. If you have a five, you have a £40, five times eight, £40. So per person, £8. This is just for the fitra. I'm not going to take your time now. Inshallah, our Jamaat's time now. Inshallah, Jamaat will be started. Thank you very much indeed for your time, brothers. Inshallah, may Allah bless us. And again, may Allah give us a hayat tayyiba to reach the next month of Ramadan. And we together will enjoy this namaz. And we, with that, your congregation, give us a big pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
Brothers, just a reminder on how we are going to perform the Salah. We do need reminders. This Salah only comes twice in a year. So we'll be praying two units, two rak'ah of Salatul Eid with six additional takbirs. So first, in the first rak'ah, the Imam will say Allahu Akbar and fold his hand. And everyone will read Sana, Subhanakallah wa bihamdik, until the end. Raise it again, Allahu Akbar, for the second time, and we leave it on the side. After that, and the imam, another addition. After the stand, goes to Rukutra, beads, sharp. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم دونهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر س سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ
اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ
اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ
اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله منعم الأكبر وفى الأجور وبث السرور بيوم عيد منور الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك الأكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن زكى نفسه وطهر. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد، فيا معشر الإخوان، قال نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. فاشكروا الله تعالى فيه بأداء صدقة الفطر، فإنها واجبة على مالك نصاب عن نفسه وعن طفله الصغير، نصف صاع من حنطة أو صاع من تمر أو سعير. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ويستحب وتطيبوا والبيسوا وسعوا إلى صلاة العيد وكبروا في الطريق سرا واستبعدوا رين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا تكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر الرؤوف الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أبو بكر في الجنة، وعمر في الجنة، وعثمان في الجنة، وعلي في الجنة، وطلحة في الجنة، والزبير في الجنة، وعبد الرحمن ابن عوف في الجنة، وسعيد بن زيد في الجنة، وسعد بن أبي وقاص في الجنة، وأبو عبيدة ابن جراح في الجنة، رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كلهم عدول، أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتهم اهتديتم. وقال الله عز وجل في شأنهم رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه: أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعلي لوائه الإسلام مكان وحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى، اللهم زدها تكريما. اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأبنا وإخواتنا والمسلمين والمسلمات من النار. اللهم عليك بالظالمين المفسدين الذين قد ملأوا الأرض فسادا وملأوها ظلما وبغيا وعدوانا وحسدا. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وعكوفنا، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعد علينا رمضان سنين بعد سنين، واجعلنا من الفائزين والقانتين. اللهم اشفنا ومشف مرضانا واشف مرضى المسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأستاذنا ولأستاذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأزواجنا ولأولادنا ولأصدقائنا دقائنا ولأعزتنا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولمن له حق علينا وإحسان علينا. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. عيد مبارك. My brothers and sisters. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you. You didn't give me much time.
Sorry?
No. Much time. Oh,
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.